Okay, am I doing the mic?
Do whatever you feel comfortable with. I would advise the mic though, but you do whatever you want.
Okay.
Do whatever you want.
Just singing the words Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem, which means without getting into the literal translation, but it hit me as we were singing it, Chadesh Yomeinu. To renewal. Renewal is difficult. One of the reasons why renewal is difficult Chadashim Labkarim Rabbe Munasecha, the Arizal says that a person is born every day and he dies every day. You're born new every day and you die at night. It's one of the reasons brought down that we say Shaloya Sani Goy, it's not for now, that our neshama could come back different than we think. And that life is not about your years. It's called Arichas Yomim. Of course we all want Arichas Yomim Veshamim. We all want to live a long life. But a person's life is comprised of his days. One of the greatest things that a person can do is to be machadish himself, which means to renew himself. Aveira is malashan avar, which means I'm too stuck in my past. I'm living in my past. I'm traumatized by my past. I'm not able to renew myself. I'm not able to feel the freshness of going forward because every day I'm born. That's why people are afraid of the night. People are afraid of the night. And it's very, 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 very human, myself included. Myself included, that if you're afraid of the night, some people are afraid of the night. That's why people stay up late at night, because they're afraid of death. And it's very healthy and normal to be afraid of death. And it's ironic. It's ironic as I came in here. There's one person who's missing for me. And he's not here, but he's so here. And I was thinking the words Chadesh Yomeinu. It just hit me as we're singing it. Yomeinu are the letters of Minyan. Just hit me as we're singing it. I was going through, I'm like, wait, Yomeinu, Minyan. The Rav, Zatzal, Tzadikim bimni sosam nekruim chayim. Rabbi Abadi is alive and well. As I was telling Mordechai Chop as we were walking in, I remember the scene, Mordechai, yeah.
Over there in the corner.
I don't remember what happened. I think there are pictures of it. But walking out last year with Rabbi Abadi Zatzal, Schusa Yogin Aleinu, and he's so here. I know that he's here because Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. He wants us to not be afraid of the dark and afraid of death. He wants us to carry on because that's what life is about. Life is about falling and getting up. Life is not about not falling. Life is about falling. And when a person passes away, it's it's maybe the biggest fall. It might be the biggest fall. But there's a Chadesh Yameinu Kekeden. The Minyan is going to be stronger. The Minyan is stronger. The Minyan is going to be different in a good way. Because different is good. Different is good. Having a new day. Having a new day with the strength of Rabbi Abadi. With the strength of his family, of his son-in-law, of his family, of his Talmidim, who are going to make it Chadesh Yameinu, to be Mechadesh Minyan. The Minyan, which means actually, which is crazy, when the Rav was Nifter, Mamish, in Spiras Oimer, in the counting, which is what I'm going to talk about tonight, but I couldn't start to even say what I'm going to talk about without mentioning sitting here in the presence. And I dedicate everything that I'm going to say, not just to Rabbi Abadi, because Rabbi Abadi, Zatzal, was not about Rabbi Abadi. Rabbi Abadi was about me and you and each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. He wasn't interested in being loud, mamish like Moshe Rabbeinu. Wasn't interested in his own space, but rather the space of others. And as I sit here tonight and I'm speaking on the microphone, and I remember Kikeden, I remember last year, and it's not good sometimes to remember last year, because comparison is the thief of joy. When we start comparing, when we start thinking about what was, is it like it what it was? That's when we fall into the trap of the night, of the darkness. And we're in a period of time of Chadesh Yameinu Kekeden. We're in a period of time, each and every one of us, of the freshness, the excitement. Minyan for me started with Ellie Shane, Chaim Eckhaus, Kim Gabor, Mamash Doylam, Shua Ben Eli. Shua Tavad, I gotta get us again. Shuli. Menachem Dubin. I don't want to leave anybody out. But for me, I think last year, I'm embarrassed to say. I'm embarrassed to say, last year was my first time here.
I believe so, yeah.
Last year was my first time here. But Minyan was alive and well, even if I was never here. It was like Minyan. I just went today, I didn't tell you. It's Minishmai that I didn't tell you. It was hard for me not to tell you. I was at a bris this morning. You ready for this? I don't know if I told this to you. I was at a bris this morning of Eli Somek.
Yeah.
This morning. The chances of me being at, some of the Chevra knows, the chances of me being, think about it statistically, the chances of me being here in a stage where I'm able to be at the bris of one of the Chevra's child, that it works out, I could have been in New York, I could have been in upstate, I'm mamish around the corner from Eli Somek's son's bris this morning that I was going to be at. Ready for this, everybody? The first person, I have it on my phone, the first WhatsApp that I ever received from Rabbi Abadi Zatzal was about Eli Somek. And he says, I got to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you about Eli Somek coming to Yeshiva. That was today. I'm here tonight. And you're going to tell me someone is dead? That's called alive and well. Maybe I'm dead. As the Kutzker Rebbe says, it's no big deal. No big deal to be Machaya Mason. That's easy to bring from those who are dead alive. How about bringing from those who are alive, alive? Rabbi Abadi, wherever you are, I know you're here, and you're giving me life. You're making me feel alive. You're making me feel connected to this building, which is bigger than any of us put together. And it's not just a dedication. This is how the tzaddikim live their lives. Tzaddikim b'misasim nikruim chayim, and rishoyim b'chayim nikruim misim. I've said this many, many, many times. Everybody's dying. I know that sounds so like, what's this Yoni Fisher guy talking about death? Everybody's dying. The second you're born, you're dying. But are you living? Are you alive? Dead fish go with the flow. There's a halacha of a bird that is considered a trefa. It's alive, but it's considered dead because it can't swim upstream. I'm alive, I'm alive. Let me ask you something, and myself included, all of us, myself included. When a person is, I love saying, when a person's sitting on his phone watching a movie or sitting on his phone, and we love phones, I'm saying that. I'm not anti-phones. Guys, I'm not anti-phone. I don't mean to make anybody uncomfortable. I'm not anti-phones. I'm not anti-drugs. I'm not anti-drugs. I'm not anti-phones. I'm not anti-browsing and all the stupidity. I'm not anti that. You know what I'm pro? I'm pro-life. I'm pro-reality. I'm pro-reality. I'm pro-living a life. I'm pro-living a life connected to yourself. Connected to your own light. Connected to the light of the people next to you. Connected to the light when you think when you get married, they're gonna throw, you think you're gonna, they're not gonna have a better device when you're married? You think they're not gonna have a better, you think people, let me ask you guys a question. You're 16, 17, 18, 19, 15, 20, however old you are. And us, I didn't have a phone when I got married. We didn't have phones. I didn't get a phone until I was 30. I sold a Nextel phone. Someone had a Nextel phone. I said, I took a picture of it. The walkie-talkie, that was my first phone. My first phone. You don't think adults who are 30, 40, 50, just like you go to a chasana and you see an adult go ahead and pour. I love seeing a 50-year-old guy. He might be 60, he might be 40. I love going to the chasam's tish, and there's no judgment. I'm telling you, I have zero judgment. And I love watching the 45-year-old pour up his cup of bourbon or tequila or scotch all the way up here, and he's making l'chaim with his friends. I don't want that to be me. I'm pro-reality. When I'm 18 years old, go to the bar. Sorry. You're 18 years old, so be 18 years old. So you're 18 years old, you're eating candy. What, you don't think when in 10 years from now there's not going to be more devices? What, something changed? Everyone says, this generation, it's a bunch of hooey, it's a bunch of baloney. You know why? Because it's one thing, it's pro-reality, pro-connection, pro-being connected to Nitzchias. It's not about being from. I got to stop doing drugs because my rabbi told me, because I got this, because it's bad for you. If it were, I'll take drugs. Well, get that one on recording. I would take drugs. I'm being serious. I would do it. If it works, if it makes your life better, if it makes your life better to spend time on this, I'd have a big fat screen all day. Count me in. But it doesn't. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's a terrible solution. to a very big problem. This works. This works. Connection works. Love works. You can't beat love. Akol peshoyim techase ahava. You know what the problem is? I'm the problem. The Rebbeinu Shlom loves me. Hashem forgave me. How do I know He forgave me? Because I'm sitting here. What's the first thing we say? Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha. A person comes, everybody is here for one reason. Everybody is sitting here for one reason. For one reason and one reason only. To get closer to the Torah, to get closer, I don't mean to trigger anybody, to get closer to Hashem, to get closer to the Jewish people. That's the only reason we're here in this holy Beis Medrash. I told Avram Schmuckler over here, the Tzadik. With this guy, I said, I want you behind me. I want you to get my back. I felt bad that he's behind me. Why is he such a tzaddik? Why is he such a tzaddik? Where's Avram Aaron? Avram Aaron. Avram Aaron. Avram Aaron Rosenfeld. His mom is, besides the fact that he's going to be my Cohen, he's going to be my Cohen. He's going to take care of me in the Beis Hamikdash. He's already taken care of me. What's the beauty of it? Why are they so beautiful? Why are they so beautiful? Besides all their good looks over here. Good looks. But can I tell you something? No offense. You've heard this from me. You guys have heard this from me. You've heard this from me. Good looks, you did nothing. Sorry. You did nothing. You didn't do anything. I love you dearly. You did nothing. So you're handsome. It's meaningless. It's meaningless. You talk to a good-looking guy, just like you talk to a guy who they say is smart, those guys need to hear the compliments more than anybody else. You know why? Why are the guys who are the good-looking guys? Ask yes, next time. If you're, I could do it. I'm a little bit older. I'm a little bit more. I could talk. Tell Chaim Ekas. Chaim Ekas. Chaim Ekas, everybody. Who cares? Who cares? You know why Chaim Ekas? You know why these clever? You know what's beautiful about people who are beautiful? You ever meet someone who's handsome? You ever meet someone who's beautiful, but then you talk to them and they're so ugly? You ever speak to someone who's maybe not so handsome, not so beautiful, and you talk to them and they're so beautiful? Why do people who are told they're smart, don't tell your kids that they're smart. Anyone who is told that they're smart, it's not a conversation for now, we'll have a conversation privately if Menachem will let me, but I want to say something to everybody. You tell your kid you're smart, you're hurting them. You know why? Because being smart doesn't do anything for you. Being handsome doesn't do anything for you. It just makes things complicated. Working hard. Working hard.
Rabbi, should you tell them they're stupid and they're useless?
One more time?
Should you tell them they're stupid and they're useless?
So first, what's your name again?
Shalom.
Shalom. So, I want to hear the question again. So Shalom, I'm going to give you a second to think about your question, because your question doesn't match what I said. But I'm willing. Wait, Shalom, it's not the opposite. I'm willing to go if you want to, because you asked the question, so I'm willing to address you. But I'm just helping you to tell you what I said and what you said are not opposites. I said smart, and I said good looking.
Unintelligent and ugly.
Ooh, there we go. So first of all, I don't know if ugly is the opposite.
Unattractive.
I didn't say it. Okay, good, good, good. So I'm going to tell you, Shalom, I'm going to answer your question. I'm going to try and answer your question. Mi yitain tohar mitame, thank you, b'siyata d'shmaya, to segue into the Medrash. Bear with me, the tune-outers, when I say the word Medrash and stuff like that. Just bear with me because I'm going to bring it home quicker than you think. Mi'itain tar, just bear with me. How could the Jewish people survive in this planet, which is very, very seductive and very, very luring, and it's a crazy world? You're not the first to ask the question. The Tanayim asked the question. How do you get an Avraham Avinu from a Terach? Terach and his family, Oyvdei Avodah Zarah, were very not such good people. How do you get that? How do you get that? Shalom, I'm answering your question. How do you get that? How do you get a holy thing from something that's so not holy? How do you get Tahara from Tumah? You guys ready for this one? How do you get Olam Haba from Olam Hazeh? That's a magnificent question. How do I get beauty, Shalom, from being so ugly? How do I get a brain that works? Rafi Pomerantz, everybody. Legend. How do you get something? Oh my gosh. He's in the house. A.B. Aaron Burton, I'm standing up for you. I love you, Aaron. I love you. Aaron Gaylor. Wow. How do you get greatness from that which stinks? How do you get someone so beautiful, Shalom, from someone who's so ugly? How do you get someone who's so intelligent from someone who's so unintelligent? You know what the Medrash says? Shalom, your mama set me up so beautifully. Great, it worked. Well, we spoke that outside. I want to... What? He signed up. He's got the problem is that he's got to sign me up. He didn't sign me up yet.
I got you.
Okay, thank you. So for all of us, and this is, I think, this is not mine, this is the Medrash. Ayin, Shum, all the Talmid HaChachamim here, the Medrash Rabbah, in this week's Parsha, and Chukas, the beginning, Mi Yitein Tahar Mi Tamei Lai Echa. It's a Pasuk in Iyov. I'm going to say two pshat to that. And it's not mine, it's from the tzaddikim, it's not my own. I've heard this from my father-in-law, Zalzayin Gazut, Rabbi Brazil, from many other tzaddikim who I've seen this. I think the Kleisenberger, his yard site is
it's being recorded over here, so we can send it to you.
Okay, yeah. I'm in charge of that. Yeah, right. This is what the tzaddikim tell us. Lo yechad. The first answer to that is lo echad. You can't do it alone. You have to be willing to do it alone. But you can't do it alone. You have to be willing to be told that you're not so good. You have to be willing to feel that maybe I'm not the best guy in the class. I'm not such a great guy. I have darkness to me. I have shame. I have difficulties. You have to be willing, and it's painful. It's so painful to be alone. It's so painful to be that guy. Someone just came up to me and said they have ADHD. And you know what I told them? Someone told me, not here, before. They said, I have ADHD. You'll pardon me. Oh. Said, I have ADHD. You know what I said? Oh, Aaron. Aaron Mazak, everybody. Oh, Aaron. Thank you guys. Woo! Wow, unbelievable. And the person said, I have ADHD, which is a negative for anyone who's a psychiatrist here, or anyone who was diagnosed with ADHD. You've heard this from me before, which means attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Great. You're 6 years old. Your Rebbe is boring. Your parents make you meshuggah. The culture is very difficult. You come into class, and all you want to do is climb the walls. And not only did you climb the walls, they told you that you have a disorder. You know what the problem is? The problem is you have ADHD. That's what they tell you. That's ugly. Shalom. They told you you're ugly. You know what I say? I say, you don't have ADHD. What do you have? Go, Shui, go.
Shui!
Shui! Shui! Shui! Shui! Shui! And they told you, is it okay if I stand up? If I start standing up, I'm getting really excited. They told you that it's ADHD. I wish I had ADHD. I'd be even crazier if I had any ADHD. Because ADHD is not negative. You know what it is? It's A-A-E-I-C. I just told this to someone recently. It means you have above average energy, imagination, and creativity. And they lied to you. Just like the person who told you you're ugly lied to you. Because boy, are they ugly. If you see the darkness in someone else, boy, do you have darkness. Means when you have people, I want to challenge each and every one of us here. I want to challenge everybody here. I want to challenge each and every one of us, including myself, including the chashuv chashuv rabbanim and tzaddikim. All of us. I want to challenge everybody over here. There wasn't anyone who believed in you. There was no one in your life who believed in you. Anyone who's sitting here in Minyan, maybe before you walked into here, no one believed in you. There's no one here who doesn't have someone who doesn't believe in them. Le'echad. Me alone, I might look in the mirror and hate myself. There are people, Rahman al-Islam, who are so handsome, who are so beautiful, who they look in the mirror and they say, ugh, I hate myself. I hate myself. There's so many people who have such great brain power and they say, oh, I'm so dumb. Mi yitein tar, mi tamei le'echad. Yes, maybe at bet there used to be a benefit, and I give everybody a suggestion to do this, to try this. Try this. There used to be a mila, a benefit, going to sleep at night before pre-phones, and to sit in bed and to feel terrible. And to sit in bed alone, and to be in your bed alone, and to feel terrible. There's something beautiful about that. You know why? Because you have to meet yourself. And sometimes we're afraid to meet ourselves. You know why? Because you're uncomfortable. You're uncomfortable because you never met yourself. And you don't like yourself. You know why you don't like yourself? Because you don't know yourself. You know why I don't like parts of me? Because I don't know me 100%. Because if I got to know me better, and I got to really listen to me more, so the benefit was, you're in bed, I remember staring at the ceiling. Now a person doesn't need that. You fall asleep with your phone, you fall asleep. You wake up with the phone, fall asleep with the phone. It's not the phone, it's not the problem. When you're going to see the Father, you all hear me, it's Hashem. I give a humble blessing to all of you that everybody here will be a father and have wonderful, healthy children, many children, it's Hashem.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to be a father. And what are you going to do when your son is pulling at your pants and you're on your phone. You think it's not going to happen? You think it's not going to happen? You think it's not going to happen? That you're going to need to rip yourself away. You can only love someone if there's one thing you get from tonight, it's this line. And it's not a line, it's a truth. You can only love someone to the degree that you love yourself. You can only connect to someone to the degree that you can connect to yourself. Oh, how do I connect to myself? You can't do it alone. You have your friends. You have your rebbeim. You have people who believe in you. You have people who are there for you. You have people who look at you when you're down in the dumps. And they say, you're beautiful. Shchoira ani v'nova. I am ugly. Crazy, Shalom, that we're going this way because this is incredible. The Medrash says, this just fell into my brain right now, into my heart right now. Shchoira ani v'nova. Zok the Medrash. I am ugly in my own eyes. But nova ani. But I'm beautiful in the eyes of God. I'm beautiful. And you know who your God is, everybody? You know who your God is? The Gemara says. You know who Hashem is? Your Rebbe. That's what Hashem is. That's where Hashem is. Hashem is your Rebbe. Hashem manifests himself with your friend. With the person who comes and puts his arm around you. And says you're awesome. You're nova. You're gorgeous. You're beautiful. Shchoirani ve'eni atzmi. I might think that I'm unintelligent. That's how you get out of anything in life. That's how you get out of anything in life. Speak to Yosef Englander. You have anybody here in touch with Yosef Englander? Anybody in touch with Yosef Englander? Speak to, you're in touch with him? Speak to Yosef Englander. Speak to a person. Speak to a person. We got to send out the shiur that he came to Yeshiva. We got a standing ovation. A person. A person like the Chevra. Like the guys who I see on a daily basis. And I know it includes each and every one of you here. You know what it is? It's I feel down. Aaron Spitzer. Oh my gosh. Legend. Legend. Sometimes we just need to stop believing ourselves. Not believing in yourselves. I just thought about that right now. I got another one that's coming. Hashem sent. You heard that one? Stop believing yourself. And start believing in yourself. Stop believing yourself. Because maybe my Rebbe actually knows what he's talking about. Maybe my friend actually knows what I'm talking about. Stop believing yourself. And it's hard. It's very hard. It's very hard. It's very hard. I want to tell you something. You guys are young. You're 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. When you're 30, 40, 50, it's even harder because you've been believing the lies longer and longer and longer. And one of my things that I say is the biggest Gehenna. You guys ready for this? I love talking about Gehenna. This for sure will trigger everybody. Just by saying Gehenna, just hang in there. Give me a second. I know what I'm talking about over here. You know what the biggest Gehenna is going to be? This is my opinion. I told this to a very chashuv yid and he loved it. Even if he didn't love it. It's true, I think, what I'm saying. You know what the biggest Gehenna is going to be? And this could be a mic drop. I like to do a mic drop. I don't always speak with it. You guys ready to hear the biggest Gehenna? The biggest Gehenna is going to be that actually you're not going again. And you spent your whole life believing yourself and believing that you're a stunkin' of nothing. That you're a ugh. And you're actually were fine the whole time. And you were a little kid who grew up a certain way. And you had no bechira. And you had no bechira. You had no bechira. And you're putter. And you're living your whole life based on a lie that you're going to, I would say it. I'm not going to say Lakovit Beis Medrash, because it sounds better when you say you're going to H-E double hockey sticks. Oh, I'm living my whole life and I'm dirty. Guess what, buddy? That was a lie. You're not dirty. Because if you were dirty, you wouldn't be here. And even if the guys who are not here, they're still beautiful. Because every Yid is beautiful. Because every Yid, every Jew is so beautiful. That's going to be the biggest Gehenna. Hopefully not. Hopefully not. Believe in yourself. They told you were dumb, or they told you were smart. It could be they told you were smart. That's a bigger problem. They told you were handsome. That's a bigger problem. They told you you're ugly and you're dumb. Guess what? Guess what? Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, famous Tiferes Yisrael, about Moshe Rabbeinu. David Melech. Anybody know anything, any history about King David? You guys know any history about King David? What? What does that mean? Tell them. He was what?
Everybody went to Zelda.
They didn't even invite him to the party. Shmuel says, by the way, the David family, one of the kids is going to be the next gazillionaire. They didn't even invite King David to the party because they knew it wasn't going to be him. The ugly guy, the mouser, the guy who got kicked out of school, the gingy, we love gingies, right? That guy, Evan Masu Abaynim. Oh no, that's a cute shot that they say about David Melis. That's not a cute shot about David Melis. That's a shot about you. That's you. That's your life. That's your darkness. Greatness doesn't come from being beautiful and smart. Greatness comes by believing in yourself and accepting and receiving the people who believe in you. And that the biggest yetzer for all of us, myself included to this day. You know, I want to tell you something. I'm sad to say this. I'm leaving Lakewood. I'm sad to say this. Is this Lakewood? This is Lakewood, right? It's Lakewood. It's not Yehuda Steinberg. Your mom. Another child. This is Lakewood. I'm saying it. Jay, Yehuda, I'm saying it. I miss your son. I miss Aryeh. I miss your son. Amish, your son had an incredible year. Incredible. Oh my God! Incredible. There he is.
Jojo,
that's what they call you, Jojo. I didn't know who Jojo was. You're listening. I played your thing. You want to say something to anybody here, Jojo? No pressure. Stay on. I was sad. Yosef, I want him to hear this. I was sad. I'm just sharing something with everybody here. I was sad as we were driving here. Because I'm leaving Lakewood tomorrow morning. And I love Lakewood. My mom used to love Lakewood. I love I don't know the difference. Sorry, guys. Palms River and West. Where we go today? Westgate. Jackson. It's all fake news, everybody. It's all fake news. Because someone put a sign that that's where it is? I don't know what that means. Sprite. Lemon lime. It's all... I listened to this show last night.
Incredible.
And I'll tell you why I was sad. And I said to myself, I'm going to Binyan, Rabbi Abadi. What do they call you? Because I hear Rabbi. What are they?
Mud is fine.
Huh?
Rabbi Avi Ben Shushan.
Rabbi Avi? Rabbi Avi?
Rabbi
Avi.
The Avi.
And I said to myself, maybe that's why I'm standing up with a mic and I'm like sweating a little bit. I said to myself, Yoni, I'm being serious. I said to myself, when you leave, I don't care how many times you spoke over the last 4 or 5 days since I landed in America. No one cares. No one cares if this is your first speech, your third speech, your 12th speech. No one cares.
I care.
I stand corrected. Okay, I gotta check myself over here. I don't even know what I'm gonna say now. No, you're saying good. So let me say it better. Oh, say that. I don't have that trauma, by the way. I grew up differently than that. I didn't have it exactly. I wanna say what I was gonna, what was in my heart. But Shalom, you challenged me well. Good. I love it. I think I said in my heart that every person deserves hard when you're a parent, and it's a shame you'll see in a husband, because you're going to work long days and you're going to come home, and it's sometimes difficult when you work hard and you have a long day. But your wife, I'm telling this to you now, everyone, and your children, I don't like the word deserve that I'm saying. I don't like that, so I'll have to think more what it means. But it's beautiful to show up as you are, as best as you can. I'm going to read it. I'm reading it. I hope Rabbi Abadi is Michael. I'm sure he will be. And here it is. Showing up. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who makes mistakes, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort. Listen to this. There's no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the actions? Who knows great enthusiasm? The great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. And I said, my wife deserves for me to show up. Hineni. My children deserve for me to show up. Hineni. Even if I'm sweaty. Even if I had a long day. Even if things are difficult for me. You know who deserves me to show up the most? For me? Yeah, say it, Aaron. Me. I deserve it for myself. And I said before I walked into this building, this holy building, I said, I'm showing up. I didn't know if I'd have a mic. I didn't know if I'd be standing up. I didn't know what was going on. But I said to myself, Yoni, just be Yoni. And just do your thing. And do the best you can. Hashem, Heye, Oizer, Li. Hashem will help you. Loi Echad. You can't do it alone. Hashem will help. But what I got to do, like the Rav was saying before, take a small step. Take a small step. Maybe stop believing yourself and start believing in yourself. I can't believe I made up that line here, because that's going to go, that's going. Stop believing yourself that you're the problem. You're not the problem. You're beautiful. You're going to make it. You're going to be awesome. Hashem should help each and every one of us.
But we're not supposed to help people that are beautiful on their own.
I was waiting for you to say that. I said it. You didn't hear
it. He means post haircut.
As a group, by the way, as a group, Klal Yisrael, as a group, Hashem should help each and every one of us. We're mamash at the end. We're mamash at the end. We're mamash at the very, very end. This Haru b'bnei Aniyim, Shemehem Teitzei Torah. Be careful how we talk to each other, how we connect to each other. Yosef, I can't believe I'm looking at you here. Jojo, love it. Look at this guy. So, yeah. Hashem should help us all. We should be zocha. First of all, thank you very much, everyone. Thank you very much, everyone. I remember how many years we said, 9 years ago, whatever it was, in camp, mugging out, when I met you the first time on the basketball courts. Find that person who believes in you. And start believing in you and stop believing all the craziness. Hashem will help us. Ani mamin b'emunah shleima b'vias ha-mashiach. We'll be zoche all of us to a geula. Chadesh yameinu kekedem. Mirtz Hashem will be zoche not to say, I don't know how it works, Tisha B'Av, that we'll probably be dancing to Hashiveinu, Hashem Elecha v'Ashuva, Chadei Shaminu Kekedem. Thank you very much, everyone.
Right.
I need you to send me this.